I have some incredible and exciting news to share. Historic. World-changing. I suspect at any moment people all over the planet will be singing and dancing in the streets. We have finally attained that yet only figurative kumbaya moment. Reading through a U.S. court decision that upholds my lifetime video ban imposed by prison fascists, I note that Judge Benita Y. Pierce has declared that Americans may only advocate change through peaceful means. Yes. This is a watershed moment worth celebrating. The United States of America has renounced violence. Do you know what this means? Holy isht. Up until now, every single year, a cabal of white-haired wealthy old geezers gathered together to hatch plans for changing the world through violence. These geezers funded the violence industries with billions of dollars. Yes, I'm talking, of course, of the United States Senate. Good to know their days of changing the world through violence are over. No more appropriating battleships, tanks, Apache attack helicopters, and aircraft carriers. Until this landmark decision, the United States spent more than the next 15 militaries combined on changing the world through violence. No more of that. The days of advocating violence are over. If those senators and representatives continue that violence nonsense, you can expect Judge Pearson to march right into the Capitol with U.S. Marshals and have those violent conspirators arrested. Brave new world. And President Obama better watch out, too. Keep in mind, he's been obliterating hundreds of wedding parties all over the Third World, blasting them with drones. Occasionally, he accidentally kills a so-called terrorist or two. But he's going to have to knock that off and start living up to his Nobel Peace Prize in his campaign t-shirt. At least while Judge Pearson is watching. No more changing the world through violence. Imagine all the good we can do when we auction off all that military hardware and all those nukes. With the money we take in, we'll have the best educational system, best infrastructure, and best healthcare in the world. Our standard of living will skyrocket. Three cheers for Judge Pearson. Three cheers for the United States of America renouncing violence. This is awesome news for the Occupy folks, too. Recall, they peacefully occupied public spaces that really their tax money paid for. And the police came in with billy clubs, rubber bullets, and tear gas to change the world through violence. They won't be doing that anymore. I imagine Judge Pearson will soon be developing a program for collecting all those guns from the cops. And that means black folks won't have to have that talk with their kids anymore. No more Ferguson. No more Amado Diallo shot 41 times. No more unarmed kids shot 137 times by Cleveland cops. No more Oscar Grants, shot while cuffed and prone. No more Michael Pipkins with broken necks in jail cell. No more Malise Green, shot to death on Detroit streets. No more Trayvon Martin. No more world change through violence. Fantastic news. It's particularly good news for me, too. I have to imagine that this new non-violent United States of America will be coming through the prison soon to collect up the billy clubs and the pepper spray. I mean, I can't think of any nonviolent use for pepper spray. And I'll have to take that shotgun out of the perimeter truck. That means the only people who will be staying here are the people who stay voluntarily, who believe there's some benefit to their imprisonment. The rest of us can just climb the fence and go home. Prison fascists won't be changing the world through violence anymore. I can't wait to finally get home and hug my parents. The implications of this are so vast, I don't even know if we can contemplate how different the world is going to be. There will be a generation born this year who will grow up never knowing violence. I don't even know what that would be like. I was born during the Vietnam War, when millions of people were bombed and napalmed into oblivion. Then Afghanistan and Panama, Nicaragua, Beirut, and the oil wars. Constantly and continuously changing the world through violence. This is a new normal. A world where the United States of America has renounced violence. Judge Benita Y. Pearson may have single-handedly saved the world. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility at Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.